Coming up, Pastor Pat introduces Jellyology, deals with stress at Christmas, and wonders whether you're a Mary or a Martha. Morning by Morning is brought to you by His Path Christian Center. Check out hispath.org for more podcasts and videos on Christian living. From Prayer Cottage Studios in Maple Ridge, British Columbia, this is Morning by Morning with Pastor Pat Bryan, Episode 3, recorded December 2nd, 2011. Preparing for Christmas. Now here's Pastor Pat.
Hello, and thank you for joining us today. Our prayer is that the show today will encourage and strengthen you emotionally, spiritually, and physically. I want to start with our practical tip for today. It's often referred to as inner jogging because it gives our innards a good workout as well as lifts our mood. Can you guess what it is? The proper term is gelotology, and it's the study of humor and laughter and its effects on the human body. It is also the psychological and physiological study of laughter. So we can be surprised that this is actually a medically recognized therapy for us. And even in the Bible, in Proverbs 7, verse 22, it says, "A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones." You know, it's very true that happy thoughts and attitudes and laughter and joy release chemicals into our bodies that boost our immune system. And by the same token, the opposite is true. When we're sad or angry or stressed, the opposite effect is negative on our body. So humor makes us more positive. It strengthens us. I'll be talking more about gelotology in another session because it is one of my favorite topics. It's something we need to know about. Its benefits are amazing. I'm just going to list some of the benefits now. Laughter strengthens our immune system, and we all have suppressed immune systems, whether it's because we have an autoimmune disease or whatever it is, or the fact that we are not physically active and our immune systems are not as strong as they could be. And the next thing is it increases oxygen levels. We need to have those levels increased in us, particularly if we cannot exercise or walk. This is one way of getting oxygen to our organs, which is so important. It helps with pain relief. This has been documented. They tested blood before and after laughter, and they saw certain chemicals released that provide pain relief. It reduces stress, which is one of the topics I'm referring to tonight, is the stress that we can face. And it speeds recovery if you are having surgery or just recovering. So these are very important studied and confirmed results and good benefits of laughter. You know, just bear in mind, too, that even forcing yourself to smile or laugh produces the effect. It increases good hormones and chemicals into our body. Believe it or not, your body doesn't know the difference. I remember years ago, I used to force myself and just start laughing. I'd look in the mirror and just start laughing, and I'd feel sillier and sillier, and I would actually find myself truly laughing at the end of it all. So, you know, I would say to begin with, your prescription would be to laugh at least 3 times a day. And again, laugh at the degree to which you can do it, whether you start with just smiling. But recognize that there's such good benefits for your body and for your emotions as well. Again, Proverbs 17, verse 22, a cheerful heart is good medicine. So that's your medicine for the day. Proverbs 15, verse 30 also says, a cheerful look brings joy to the heart, and good news gives health to the bones. So sometimes we need to think good news in our own minds. It doesn't always have to come from someone else. So just to encourage you to get going in laughter, incorporating it into your daily life, and also because I've always wanted to be a comedian, I want to share some funny little things with you. What I'm going to read have actually been taken from church bulletins or announcements that were given in church. So I'll start with the first one. It read, "Ladies, don't forget the rummage sale. It's a chance to get rid of those things not worth keeping around the house. Bring your husbands. Remember in prayer the many who are sick in our community. Smile at someone who is hard to love. Say hell to someone who doesn't care much about you." Serious typo there. Don't let worry kill you off. Let the church help. Miss Charlene Mason sang I Will Not Pass This Way Again, giving obvious pleasure to the congregation. Do I hear you laughing? Next Thursday, there will be tryouts for the choir. They need all the help they can get. Irving Benson and Jesse Carter were married on October 24th in the church. So ends a friendship that began in their school days. I'm sorry. That one always tickles me. Okay. A bean supper will be held on Tuesday evening in the church hall. Music will follow. At the evening service tonight, the sermon topic will be, What is Hell? Come early and listen to our choir practice. Okay. 8 new choir robes are currently needed due to the addition of several new members and to the deterioration of some older ones. Well, some of us older folks can relate to that. And I'll stop now, although I want to keep going. And you can send in requests if you enjoy these sorts of things. The last one, please place your donation in the envelope along with the deceased person you want remembered. Yes, I hear you chuckling. And while you compose yourself, please listen to more information about Morning by Morning.
Just a reminder to visit the Morning by Morning webpage at hispath.org/mbm to check out what's new and to listen to any previous shows. And if you're a woman, you might want to drop by the Christian Women's Health Network page at hispath.org/CWHN. There you'll find information about their meetings and more. And the main site, hispath.org, has links to all the videos, articles, and information the center offers. And Pastor Pat is always looking for your input. Email her at morningbymorning@hispath.org. Now back to Pastor Pat.
Hello. I purposely shared with you about laughter because, as you well know, Christmas is fast approaching, and I really wanted to emphasize the importance of watching our mood during the season. I know a lot of us can feel depressed and lonely, frustrated during the Christmas season, and I know I have, and a lot of us, because of the limitations in our lives, the changes in our lives, the losses in our lives, it can be a real struggle. So I really, really want to reach out to you through this time this year and say it's different this year. And I pray, and we pray, my husband Ross and I pray, that this show will reach many others and that you will see that you're not alone. There are so many out there who are feeling the same way. And I pray that this show can somehow be a connection for all of us to know that and to gain some peace and comfort knowing that. And saying to ourselves, okay, what can I do? What can I possibly do to make this Christmas a better Christmas for me, emotionally, physically, spiritually, and, you know, in every way in my life? You know, as I said, we can feel so frustrated, and whatever our limitations are due to our conditions, we can feel frustrated and experience a lot of stress during the Christmas season. Like anybody else, everybody's experiencing stress, but we feel it more, and stress can affect our symptoms. Stress can make, you know, exacerbate our symptoms. And our emotions, as we get blue or depressed, then we get more pain. So we want to bring an end to that. We want to change our thinking and swing it around and make this a different year for us. Whether we're alone on our own or whether we're just unable to do all the things we want to do, all the things that we think we should be able to do, which we cannot do. And this, you know, is sort of a follow-up to our last show on focusing on Jesus. The fact is that it is by focusing on Him through the Christmas season, through constantly reminding ourselves what Christmas is really about, that is what will help us. It is when we get caught in, I don't want to say the commercialization of it, but, you know, when we get caught in the hustle bustle, when we get caught in the, I should do this, or, you know, I got to rush here, or I used to rush there, I can't do anything anymore. All that kind of thinking, and you know what I'm referring to. I know you've been, you have those thoughts as well. And so you know what kind of thoughts go through your mind. And, you know, this brings us down and this depresses us. And you know, the Lord doesn't want us sad and depressed, especially during Christmas. And we need to be reminded why we celebrate Christmas. It is because of the birth of Jesus Christ. We need to remind ourselves that our lives are so different because He is in our life. We need to remind ourselves that He loves us and cares for us, and there is still hope for us simply because we are His children and He cares for us. I think as long as we keep swinging our minds back, if we get caught up in that hustle bustle and swing our minds back to why we're celebrating, it enables us to get Jesus's focus, God's perspective on the true purpose of the Christmas season. I want to refer to a wonderful story in the Bible. If you have your Bibles with you, please refer to Luke 10, verses 38 to 42. Luke 10, 38 to 42. This is when Jesus was at the home of Martha and Mary. Starting with verse 38, as Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." I just give that a minute to sink in there. And you can see here how Mary's heart is in the right place. She was sitting at the Lord's feet, listening to him, soaking in his presence. Can you just imagine her sitting there at his feet with her eyes big? And we, you know, just imagine sitting at the feet of Jesus. And Martha, whose gift was the gift of hospitality, is rushing around like many of us would probably do, trying to make everything just perfect for Jesus. But the fact of the matter is, you know, her heart was in the right place, but she was being distracted from the most important thing, which was to focus on Jesus. She was being distracted by what she thought she should be doing, what she thought should be done, instead of spending time with him. And we often do that during the Christmas time. You know, we think about what we should be doing, what we think we should be doing, or we think about what we used to be able to do. And you know, we have to stop that. And we have to just look at Jesus, spend time with him, allow him to minister to you every day, but especially during this season. Allow him to give you the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness as you seek him each and every day. We need to use our situation to bring him glory. And by saying that, what I mean is, when we have these conditions, we are forced to stop. We are forced to slow down. What are we going to do with that? Are we going to allow it to harden us and to confuse us and push us away from the Lord? Or are we going to allow the Lord to use it in some way? And are we going to ask him, "Lord, make me a better person through this"? That's what comes through our times spending with him. And that's what will come even in more fullness as you do that through the Christmas season, simply because it is the season we celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. So remember throughout this holiday season to sit at his feet, to run to the shelter of his wings, and to not let the season depress and upset you, but to look to him because he loves you so much. He is there for you. He will encourage. He will strengthen. And remember, he is your peace and strength. And so I just want to close in prayer with you. And I just pray that you have been encouraged and that you will listen to this again and again. And remember, you're not alone. Jesus, the Lord, is with you, and there are many others going through the same thing. May the Lord bless you. Let's pray. Father, we're thankful that you provide laughter. You provide so many things for us to help us. Practical things that we can do, such as laughter, thinking, changing our thoughts. We thank you, Lord, that you hear our prayers. Father, we ask for your help. We pray, Lord, help us with our emotions. Help us with our thoughts. Help us, Lord, to incorporate laughter into our lives because you have created it for us. And you designed it, Lord, to be so beneficial to our bodies and our minds. Everything you do, Lord, is so perfect, and many times we don't know about it. But now, tonight, today, Lord, we have learned about laughter. Help us, Lord, each of us, to really give that a try and to see what it does for us and how it truly does help us. We were so grateful, Lord. And Father, help us too through this upcoming Christmas season, as we see other people or hear of other people, and we imagine sometimes everybody's so happy, so very busy. Sometimes we get carried away with that, Lord, and we get depressed about it. Father, please help us through this time. Please help us, Lord, to focus on you. Help us, Lord, to remember why we are celebrating. May we show you, Lord, such love through this Christmas season. May we, Lord, whether we have no decorations, whether we have nothing like that, Lord, but we celebrate you in our lives, Lord, and we rejoice in that. We say, thank you, Lord. Great and mighty are you, Lord. Thank you that you love us, and thank you that you care. Father, I pray right now for everyone listening that you will strengthen them. Lord, you know their areas of greatest weakness where they need such a touch from your Holy Spirit. Minister to them, Lord, now. Comfort the hearts that are hurting and heal the wounds that need healing. Encourage them, Lord, and bless them abundantly, we pray, in Jesus' name. And all of us together said, amen. So we love you. We pray that you will be encouraged and blessed and strengthened. Please remember to email me at morningbymorning@hispath.org. God bless you. Bye now.